All right, it is 6:16 on a Tuesday morning, the 11th day of June. And T-Ray, I don't know about you, but I'm still coming down off the high from the big L.A. Ultimate Block Party on Friday night.
Me too. Wasn't that exciting?
Woo! I mean, woo!
I think you overdid it a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. On that second woo in particular. hey, you know what it's time to do, as we do every Tuesday at this time? We unchain the watchdog. That's right, our snarling L.A. City watchdog, he's back, Jack Comfreyville. How are you, Jack?
I'm very well this morning, Doug. How about yourself?
A-okay, so are you like me, still kind of coming down from that high from the ultimate L.A. City block party?
What I'm trying to figure out is how many people were there. And I heard somebody less than 1,000 people, so $265 a pop sounds like it's a hell of a party. That sort of sounds like the mayor's bill for a bottle of wine.
Well, I tell you, I want to know how he explained that to Bill Clinton. No, I said, we brought the former president of the United States out here for this big party, and there was nobody there. Stevie Wonder, you could lie to him about it, but I don't know what...
Oh, that was low.
Well, I'm just saying. But I don't know what he explained to Bill Clinton about having this big L.A. celebration and farewell to Antonio Villaraigosa, and there was essentially nobody there, just loiterers.
Now, I missed it, unfortunately, Doug. I thought you'd represent me.
I managed to miss it as well. Apparently, everybody missed it, except the big fundraisers. So Jack, you've got a new piece out. Your watchdog column is out, and you're talking about how the city, despite the fact that it's broke, is not acting like it's broke.
Well, it's nice that the Bill Gates Foundation, I mean, these dollar-a-year leases for these, you know, pretty valuable properties is just unconscionable. The one that's the killer is the one over at 6th and Vermont, right by the new metro station, right by J.H. Snyder's $200 million development. They're leasing the 27,000 square foot lot for $1 a year to the Korean American Museum, and that's nothing against the Korean American Museum, but you know, I don't think the city should be supporting them. Nor do you. I would think would be a safe bet.
Well, or if you know, not subsidizing to the tune of this is valuable property, and what it does is it creates a false economy. Where one organization, if they want to open up a cultural center or a museum, they have to do the fundraising to come up with the land and the facilities. And then other places, because of whatever political connections or their ability to get somebody in city government to play Santa Claus, they get these sweetheart deals where museum leases for $1 a year.
Well, don't forget, not only do they have to build the building and things along that, or rehab the building, they got to raise the money to, you know, contribute to the campaigns for these characters.
Well, that's, you know, usually how you get the sweetheart deals too. That can cost you a lot more than $1 a year lease. But there's a whole bunch of them. There's this thing called Scope. Tell us about that.
Scope is basically a community organizer, and it's a 501c3. And you know, they Mark Ridley Thomas, a bunch of years, you know, back in early 2000 when he was in office, basically arranged for this political organization to rent up the old firehouse for about $1 a year. The problem is that this organization has been very political, you know, and they, you know, it's in Bernard Parks's council district, and that place in his district was used as a phone bank, from what I understand, to go against him. Needless to say, I can't think he's too overjoyed with this, but it's a blatant political organization that's, you know, been a benefit of $1 a year. And, you know, there's all sorts of these things that are going around on political favoritism. I mean, I know there's a couple of others, and, you know, we'll find out a little bit more about them, I hope, because of this article.
And you're estimating that there's anywhere between a half and $1 million a year that the city loses on these kinds of leases.
Yeah. If you lease these things out at market value, you know, you went out, and this doesn't include the actual value of these things. This is just an income stream, the rent stream that they'd have. You know, you're probably talking close to, I would think, close to $1 million, especially with that one over 6th and Vermont. I mean,
well,
that's a phenomenally valuable piece of property.
It looks like the new city controller, Ron Galperin's going to have some more stuff sitting in the inbox when he takes office July 1st.
I sort of feel sorry for Ron. I mean, I voted for Ron. I supported Ron. But, you know, he's going to have his work cut out for him, and he's going to start going into some pretty tender areas, whether it's investigating the DWP and, you know, some of Brian Darcy's goodies, all these leases and, you know, and the corruption. You know, it's sort of, you know, it's not blatant corruption like you have back in, you know, back in Chicago or Boston or maybe even New York, Doug. I know that wouldn't offend you, of course. But, you know, where these guys are sticking dough in their pocket, you know, out here it tends to be more like, you know, jobs and campaign contributions.
Yeah, well, it's power. It's using these things to create power. All right, the City Watchdog, there he is at City Watch. Jack Comfreyville can read all the stuff right there at City Watch. It is 6:22 on a Tuesday morning, 11th day of June. Talk Radio 790 KABC.